everybody. Welcome to the poetry vlog. Today marks the last day that we have Kara Jackson reading for us. She's the Chicago Youth Poet Laureate, and she's part of a group of five representing the different regions here in the continental U.S. She's going to be, along with the other five, coming together in April, where the program for the Youth Poet Laureates will name a National Youth Poet Laureate. So we'll have a longer webinar. It's in collaboration with Urban Word NYC. I want to spend a special note of gratitude out to Dr. Camilla Davis. She's just a brilliant, generous scholar who really uses her research, time, and energy to center youth activism through poetry. So it's because of her generosity that this collaboration is happening, and I want to send a special sort of podcast hug out to her. All right, so today, Kara Jackson, she's reading one of her own poems again, and this is the last one you're hearing for the week, but that's because we're in preparation now for the longer chat. So if you're curious because you're like, wait, I think I missed something, Jackson Neal's special feature was last week, so you can still tune into that both on YouTube and in podcast form. And then this weekend is Kara Jackson, and we'll feature more from the program throughout the month. But I'm especially excited for this episode because I have a special heart for my Midwest family and Midwest home, and this poem really gets at that for me in a lot of ways. So special shout out to Kara for writing a Midwest poem. All right, I hope you all enjoy listening and have a lovely day.
Poem for the Midwest. My American wasteland, you sick, twisted blade of grass. Your kisses are not real. They were just the wind. Your hedonism is below zero. I don't think I love you. Just the fact that you let me smoke in your closet. You make my nose red and do not come to collect my blood. You make me wear three sweaters just to hug my friends. Your summers are a false honeymoon. I fall for your sun every time, but I don't abandon my coat. It is brown and it is sitting there in the den like a dog that just heard people outside. And I am afraid to leave you in your tricky weather. I am afraid because my mother makes good potatoes with spinach. My father knows how to keep wrinkles out of the laundry. And I am a mess who is calling herself an adult, and you are the toughest girl I have ever sort of loved.
All right, everybody, that was your last flash briefing poetry reading of Kara Jackson this week. Again, stay tuned this weekend. We have a longer conversation coming your way. I want to highlight something that I learned in the interview with Kara. She's actually also a very gifted musician. If you go over to her social media on Twitter and Instagram, there's links in the descriptions that you can hyperlink click to. You'll find different clips and recordings of her playing and singing to different music. And I was especially inspired in our conversation by how she articulates the relationship between music, Black feminisms, embodiment, and her poetry work. So go say hi to her on social media, support youth doing artwork like this in the world that is really making a difference. And remember to listen in this weekend for our longer chat.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.